The Trump administration is asking federal agencies to cancel their remaining federal contracts with Harvard University. The administration has accused the school of anti-Semitism and race discrimination, including in the admissions process, all of which Harvard denies. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny joins us now to bring us up to date. Hi, Alyssa.
Hello.
Okay, it just feels like lately this has been this constant tug of war between Harvard and the Trump administration. Can you just catch us up real quick on what the latest is?
Okay, so a letter from the U.S. General Services Administration, dated Tuesday today, tells government agencies to review current contracts with Harvard. Mm-hmm. It asks them to terminate contracts where possible, or if they're critical, to find an alternative vendor. And these latest contracts under review are estimated to be worth about $100 million. Agencies are supposed to submit a list of contracts that they have terminated with the university by June 6th.
Okay, and this is in addition to a bunch of grants that have already been frozen, right?
That's right. In April, the administration froze more than $2 billion to Harvard and its affiliates, including local hospitals, grants in nearly every subject, from cancer research to new defense technology. Harvard has not responded to NPR's request for comment on the latest request from GSA, but the school is suing the Trump administration to block the federal funding freeze, claiming that the administration's moves are unlawful and that these cuts threaten academic freedom and First Amendment rights. And a hearing in that case is scheduled for July.
Okay. And remind us, what are the administration's reasons for continuing to go after Harvard?
Well, they frame this as a fight for civil rights. In letters and documents, the government has accused the university of liberal bias, of considering race in its admissions policies, despite a Supreme Court ban on affirmative action. They have accused the school of coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party and allowing anti-Semitism on campus. Here's a clip from President Trump from the campaign trail.
We spend more money on higher education than any other country, and yet they're turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions.
So he's been talking about kind of going after Harvard, going after elite universities for a long time. And in addition to cutting grant funding, the president has also threatened to revoke the school's tax-exempt status.
Right. And then just last week, the White House tried to block Harvard from enrolling international students, right?
That's exactly right. Harvard sued, and then a federal judge temporarily blocked the government from doing that. But Harvard has nearly 7,000 students from more than 100 countries, and it's left many of them uncertain over their future or if they'll even be able to enroll next semester.
Yeah. Can you just explain for me, Alyssa? It seemed like the administration was withholding funds from a bunch of schools, but it feels like now President Trump is focusing pretty intently on Harvard. Why do you think that is?
Well, Harvard was really the first and really the only university to push back against the administration's demands. They're the oldest and wealthiest school in the country. Many colleges look to Harvard to lead the way. Alan Garber, Harvard's president, told NPR's Steve Inskeep that this fight impacts everyone.
Sure, it hurts Harvard, but it hurts the country because, after all, the research funding is not a gift.
One of Garber's major arguments is that cutting off research funding for things like diabetes treatments and obesity intervention doesn't have a clear link to accusations of anti-Semitism or racial discrimination.
That is NPR's Alyssa Nadworny. Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.